right, come on, baby. Tell me what's the word. Wayne Pond. What you got for us, big guy?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Happy, what are we, Wednesday? Well, yeah, there we go. Keeping track of the week here. Well, I got another unusual word here for you, but it falls into the category, not by way of definition, but I suppose by way of type. Remember earlier in the week we did the word cloche, and Ron ended our conversation by saying, well, if it means bell, why don't you say bell, right?
Yeah, that's right.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's a very good question. It's a testimony to the variety of our wonderful language and all the words that we borrow. Well, here's another example. Here's a word that's all about the North or anything Northern. Septentrional. There you go. A 50-cent term for a penny or a nickel word, I suppose is the way to put it. S is in sun, or Sam. SEPTENTRIONAL. Septentrional. And what does it mean?
Tell us.
Something to do with September? I don't know.
Well, it could be. I suppose it's got some, I don't know, maybe geology and meteorology and all the ologies having an ology convention, and we come up with septentrional. But it's, as I say, a 50-cent way of approaching a kind of nickel term. All about the North, N-O-R-T-H. So
glad they shortened it.
There you go, guys.
Thank
say
you.
Say again, Nick.
So glad they shortened it.
Yeah, well, they, the mysterious they at work again.
Yes, they are out there.
All right. Yeah, they are there, and they're going to get you.
All about.
All right, have a good one. Have a good one, guys.